also a Mazikinsky Shrein. He's also a Mazikinsky Shrein. Alright. Now, so the Parsha on the ground. So these relations have the Tamshite and the Li. And they are both failing. And Rashi. And Parsha on the ground. So they saw there are hatar bits who the koma ma palta lai hane shol yo makri shol yoch in nivei so they saw the koma nami yitrune shol yoch u abit yoch the chayin before ish avut ali kamo heilu em chalein izel zi. So what does it mean? Heilu chalein izel zi uve nechine. So uve took place a certain bias and this chalein is so shimen is allowed to set up the case there. That all of the light will be black. No. If the kesel is set up so close that all the light will be black, so then he cannot go. But suppose he moves away at such a distance, less than Aladamis, but at such a distance that he'll have ample light, but he will not, Reuven will not be able to look at his garden that is at a distance. If the kesel had not miles away. But as a result of the kesel, the being will not be able to look at the kesel that is 5 miles away. So in such a case, Rabbi Nardoye say that Reuven cannot be naki. Why? Because Mechalai Yotlovich. Mashenke, if as a result of the kesel, he'll be blocked of all light, then Reuven certainly can be me'akir, because then he's a mazik. That's how Rav Tamshite appears. Umiyu kashere, imayi koporech, imayi shnigolitanye, hosok vadaye, shnigolitamez, vishim tzere, vavim tzakere, avloche, zelo yetzir haspelide. So what's the connection? Mishmochem di komoi. Ve'irvi, ipadai ve'mapilo lo'eiro, shalo hoyo ve'ir teiro, kasha tzorech lach sadre, avladai no yabir godo. Ve'ho diona, u'mechinegno, ma'ach ina odamis, shalo yabir, haile shalo yabir ligamre, ad shalo yiro ishtamit biyofe, mishmochem komoi. Now, so both Amitam and the Ri, Achilik and the and Rashi, because according to Rashi, he cannot be Naki, Reuven cannot be Naki for preventing the excess of light, even though as a result of Shimon's Kinsel, so he has no excess of light, altogether, nothing. So he still cannot be back. So in such a case, both Hamletan and the Rebbe agree, they are both Chemikan Rashi, that in such a case where all of the light is black, so we can be back. But it seems there is a machlekes between Hamletan and the Rebbe in regard to the case, where as a result of the case that Shimon sets up, so there is, it's the there isn't implied, but there is substantial, but not implied. So according to the read, according to Amitam, even if there is that even if there is substantial, but if there isn't implied, so then Rav Chome will be made that Reuven can be Naki. When does Rav Chome say that Reuven cannot be Naki? When it only blocks, when Shimon's case only blocks extra light, extra light. In other words, he wants to be able to watch the garden that is 5 miles away. That's extra light. It's not even part and parcel of implied. So, in such a case, Rav Chome says, Reuven cannot be Naki. But suppose as a result of the cane cell. So Reuven only had substantial light, moderate light, but not ample light. Even though it's not dark, he does have moderate light. In other words, he can be mishtamish in his house. It's not completely dark, but he has moderate light, but he doesn't have adequate light. But he has moderate light, not ample, adequate light. So according to Rabbi Tam, Rav Chome will be made that he can be Me'ake. According to the Ri, when will Rav Chome be made that he can be Me'ake? Only if he doesn't have moderate light. So that it interferes with his tashmishi, he'll have to light a candle. Masha'inke, if he has moderate light, but not adequate light, not ample light, so then according to Rav Chome, he cannot be Me'ake. So there is, in other words, there is a machlokes, yes, they are both chilek. They are both chilek. And Rashi, because according to Rashi, so we cannot be Me'ake, even if all the light is black, to such an extent that Reuven will not be able to be mishtamish in the house unless he lights a candle. So even in such a case, he cannot be Me'ake. So in such a case, both have become and he will agree that Reuven can be Me'ake. But suppose as a result of the cane cell, so it's not dark in Reuven's house. Reuven still has, in spite of the cane cell, Reuven has moderate light, but he doesn't have adequate light. He doesn't have ample light. So then according to Rav Netanya, he can be Me'ake, and according to the Ri, in such a case, he cannot be Me'ake. Now let's see the Rosh of the Vinirul Ri, the Vada Yoyo Mapilol of Re'eru, Shalohoyo Be'eru of Deo, Kashab Tzorek Lachsaf, Avadai Yoyo Be'eru Godo, Vohod Yoma, Umichenegido, Malachim Toledames, Shalohyapilo, Haime Shalohyapilo Ligamre, Ad Shalohyoro Yishtamish Biyoh, But so as long as he doesn't interfere with his tashmishi, so then Reuven cannot be Me'ake. Doesn't interfere with his tashmishi. But according to Rav Netanya, even if he doesn't interfere, so according to Rav Netanya. Even if he has moderate light, but if he doesn't have adequate ample light, he can still be mad. Now, so Tate says two things in the Kasha cases mentions. First of all, the Yehudomim fact, and then the fact without recourse to Yehudomim. In other words, he has no right to block all the light and to dark the house. Let's see the Rosh Hashanah. There is a machlokes, I asked you to go over the Ramban with the Rosh. There is a machlokes to shape. Now, we pass on life in Avdoi, like Rav Chome, that the Achim Shacholkom, so in the Chalim is Elze, so Reuven took a pais, and that pais that Reuven took as Chalim is. Then, Yishimen has this right to set up the Kesel, thereby blocking the light into Yishimen, into Reuven's house, to Reuven's house. His house. So Reuven cannot stop Shimon from setting up a case. Because Mecher by Yofor. Now the question is this: can Shimon demand of Reuven that he should be seized in the Chalitz? So there is a Machlokes Rishonim on it. The Rashi and the Ramban say, they all say that even though Shimon has the right to set up a case, thereby blocking the light trug ins Haus, Bocimen, genannt, die Men of Ruben, that Ruben should be saved in his chalitz. He cannot do it. But the Rambam and the Rosh say that not only is Shimon able to set up a kesel, in spite of the fact that that kesel would lack the excess of light of his house, but Shimon can even make demands upon Ruvain, and he can say, I don't want you to have chalitz. You remove your chalitz, you besiege the chalitz, you cover up the chalitz. Because if you don't cover up the chalitz, so you always be in the position to be massively with your lezichrei. That's the shita of the Rosh and the Rabbah. Alright, now let's see the Rosh. Hanu betray, the power of Hanmati Astolide, Hanmati Tabitze, also Hanmati Tabitze, because one Ashisoye, Tishisoye, Atum, and Ispalide, Omalei, Kmachalteloi, Omalei, Vididikobanine, Omara, Kome, Dinekomalei, תלוהיו לחסקסיו, אמרו לרבינו לבא שהוא מיישתם מאוד איתן, יש שני אחים שחולקו, איך הוא נפוצה לובל, איך הוא נפוצה לכרם, יש לי פעלה כרם דלדמס, בשביל לובל, שם נס תיכו, אמרו לי, הוסם לא לעדות, אותו, הוכה, הוכה, אותו הוכה, ויד לא עדי, וכי משהו בפני הסקינן, די אובי בשיטה מהודם, לא אובי באביב, פי ראשונים ובאשום משהו סוניהם, זה בשביל אביב ובשביל אבי, אבל בסוד מכרם אשום אביב, הוא היה גם בשביל אב האמס, כי אפשר לכרם ראים, ולאים הרי לידו וכנדור ואבוי אבוסי, אומר לי מה שיש הברית רפית רבה של הדברים איתן, יום הרב נחמן משמרח שחוק יודע, תרצה לך, תרצה לסוע זה, אז מה יעשה? רב נתם צהל פי ראיש, הודו כפות עליי, יקום עליו משום היום, אלא משום שמי צעס פלידה, הוא יורא בעד את הפויצה, סודי צהל ברכים, דהי כפיר שרשי שמפורש, שהוא יומד, שלא יהיה ביטחק לי, מה יקום עליו ביור יולו, פשיטה דהולו, באוויר אין בייס, שאין בייר אומה הוא שובה, וכן היינו עם החלילים זה, אבל זה הירק, שהוא יראה עם החלילים של אוכל, כל זה נעיסו, ויוכל אורך לסיין בו, והשניח את העבידו ידעו את זה, אז על זה ידעו, דימון דרך על זה על זה, ולהם סמאי, והחי לקרוא לי אנטרונה, לפי שם יוכל להביט מרוכי. So, thesis in the Kashan Rashi, so thesis mentioned two arguments. One argument was the argument of Yudlom, that the Rosh also mentions. But the other argument is, how can he have a right to block light, all the light? But the Rosh only mentions one argument, the second argument of Yudlom, not how can he have a right to block the light. So, it's possible that there is a machloekes between Teisves and Rosh, because it's two separate questions. You see, first of all, Teisves is Chelik and Rashi on the basis of Yudlom. So that's a Shaila Yundene. In other words, when people give extra money to the other, when two brothers make a chuki and one brother gives the other brother extra money, so the Shaila is whether adequate light is considered as the consideration for the experiment or not. So Rashi says no. The extra light is not a consideration for the experiment. And Teitzre says that the extra light is part and parcel of the consideration for the experiment. So that's a shining wonder. But then Teitzes mentions another point, which has nothing to do with Umdele. Because how can he have a right? How can Shimon have a right to block light to him? In other words, it's a mazik. And Rashi Shittin is, he's not a mazik. So, there seems to be a diuk from the Rosh that on the question of mazik, he is not chelik amash. But the Rosh is Chelik and Rashi on the other question, on the question of Yudom. That's how it appears. Teisves in the Kashe, by mentioning two points, appears to be Chelik and Rashi on two points. On the point of the Undene, as to whether the adequate light is an integral part of the consideration for the extra money or not. And also, Tetzves is chelik al-Rashi, another point. Where is Rashi holds that there is no such mazik of miskishrei, of black and white? There is a mazik of kozin gereacha, there is a mazik of looking, as a clear, but black and white is not a mazik, it's black and white. So, Tetzves shitin is a mazik. Since the Rosh doesn't mention it, so it tends to indicate that on that point, the Rosh agrees with Rashi, that black and white is not a mazik. Alright. Kamentar zal pirish, hodem kapaltalai, di koma laab mishameyo, elum shimshei isa aspolido, hoyoreye baada tobitza, so deis of achem, di kipir shirashi shemiforish, shoy yomapi, שלא מתחקרי, מה יקומה באוויר על יולו? קשיטי דיולו, באוויר על יבייס, שאין בעירו, מה הוא שוקט? מה הוא שוקט? וכן ההיא, ואם הם חלני זה על זה, איירק אם שאו יורי יבד חלני של אוכל, כל זה נעשו, ויוכל אוכל ויסייטו, והשת ביחד, דעבדו ידעים הם דרך זה על זה, ולא ים סמיים, והי מקור לים דרונה, לפי שאין יוכל להביט מרוכל. והיא כשאומרי, דינקי, מי קוריך, בואו ניתן לשלוח כאן לא כמה זאת רוב, שאני לא עושה שקרן, צורך לא לזה קרן, אבל הוא הכנס פולידי צריך להיסף את המרוכן, הוא פרישה, לדעי הוא ישראל, הוא יסבור מן המצנח, ולא יורא ירון, הוא פרישה צורך לעשת, הוא משמוך את כל יד פרימי, וגם לחסד רב עד פרימי, והשנה מניח את רוב לבעבירו, כמו שצורך לעשת, והשתי אפילו לפי דברי, אימייל היפה יסיון, מצד אחר, יש לך למה של חברי, ומסתובב, כי אולו הדודה, ושומו הבוטים, ועל מי זה כנגד זה, הוא ידעי טוב גם על מילואירו, כי מה שובר בה יסוף העיר, אבל אם יהיה שומע או יסיון, כמי אכסתרה, יוכל למה איתו העירו, ובלבד שישו יבאירו, שאירו הוא לדירה, כי עדיין לא אוכל לו על הדודה, אלו שאיפה יסחו הוא לדירה, זו יסיעה. That where is Tetzves mentions two separate points. One, Yudomi, and the other one, Adodomi. How does he ever write to black light? The Rosh doesn't mention one word about it. So it seems that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and Tetzves. They are both Chelik and Rashi, but the Rosh is Chelik and Rashi only from the point of view of Yudomi. But Tetzves is Chelik and Rashi not only from the point of view of Yudomi. Not only from the point of view of Yudom, but from the point of view of Mazik. Of Mazik. Now, in a few minutes, suppose the two Achim decide to make a chluk arbitrarily without Yudom. They say, we don't want, you know, to figure out exactly that each one should get the same thing as the other. But they decide, without the Yudom, to make the chluke, to divide the state of the father arbitrarily. So, according to the Rosh, in such a case, the Rosh would agree with Rashi, but Tetzves would steal the chluke. That's how it appears. And then something else. We see that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, because in the case where the Kesar blocks all light, so that he doesn't even have moderate light, Rubin doesn't even have moderate light, then they are both Chelik and Rashi. But in the case where the Kesar blocks adequate light, but he doesn't block, he doesn't preclude moderate light, so then according to Rabbatam, Rubin can be Me'akei, and according to Rabbi, he could not be Me'akim. So maybe it's established that even according to Rabbatam, that he could be Me'akim, even in the case where the Kesel doesn't block all the light, but just the adequate light, the empty light it blocks. But there is still moderate light, so Rubin can still be Me'akim. So even according to Rabbatam, it's only on the basis of Yudom. But if, let's say, there won't be any chluki, על די יהודון. But now we turn it again. So then, even Rav Netanya, it's mistaken, even Rav Netanya will agree that he cannot be considered as a master. From the point of view of Yudomi, so it's Rav Netanya Shite, that from the point of view of Yudomi, he wants to have ample light, not just moderate light. But from the point of view of Mazik, it's mistaken. When can he be considered a Mazik? If he died in the house, that he cannot be mishtanish without lighting the candle. So then he's a mazik. But if he can be mishtanish without lighting the candle, so why should he be mazik? It's not mishtaba, he should be mazik. Rabbi Tam says that even in such a case, whom can be mazik? Because we are dealing with Eldomi. But if that be the case without Eldomi, of arbitrary, okay? So I suppose that even Rabbi Tam would agree that as long as there is moderate light coming to Rubin's house, so Rubin could not deny. Rubin could not deny. Now, Kosla Ayla, Nei, Dei, Ro, Uli, Ari, Aosti, Nesach, Alei, Nei, Des, Ramban, Shite, Tu, Im, Rei, Tzu, Yid, Nis, Yid, Neyem, Holz, Ban, Shite, Kod, Yid, Neyem, Ei, Yoch, Yid, Rei, Ma, Steim, Chal, Yid, Nisach, Aval, Pi, She, Yish, Ben, Ezek, Rei, And that's Ramachi. And that's Rashi. And that's Rashi. Now the Ramban. So he explains Rashi that way, and Ramban himself agrees with it. Ava pishi yesh boen hezekriye, shol yichol kol nas lisalik lishon. So Ramban, Rashi and Ramban, both say, and that is the shita of the Raive. That is the shita of the Raive. That is Shira Raya. Kosra Raya Vitzal. Nei, the Yochel Ari, all the Mishalei Neis, Im Reitzi Yipis of Neem. So Shimen cannot, so Rubin cannot be Naki Van Shimen to put up a case of but Liu calls Mashal Bon with Neem, and Yochel Lei Masim Chalei Zahor. But Shimen cannot demand of Rubin that he should be Seis Im Chalei. Afo Pishin Yipa Mezikri. Now the question is, why not? There is such a thing of Ezekiel. Ezekiel is certainly a mazik. Ezekiel is certainly a mazik. And Rubin certainly cannot claim Chazoke because until, let's say, their father died, so the father used everything. That means everything belonged to the father, so there was no problem with Ezekiel. Now that their mayor is dying, so there is a problem with Hezekiah. So why shouldn't Shimon be able to demand of Rubei? Now listen, why shouldn't he be able to say to Rubei, you can maintain your windows here, and you'll always be in a position to intrude upon my privacy? I want to be mishtamish in the chotzer. And if you don't cover up your windows, so then you will be intruding upon my privacy. So this is for the Rosh. And this word of the Rambam. The Rambam is also chilek. And the Rambam and Rashi, the Raidet. The Dvor of Nivinkon. The Chimdil, the Chazok, the Eiro. The Chmotz, the Mebet, the Hedek, the Yosei. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam? So let's see the Rosh of the Rambam. After all, Hezekiah is certainly a mazik in his Gishreinim. He's certainly a mazik in his Gishreinim. So why shouldn't he be able to demand of Rubin that Rubin should cover up his windows, should be say his windows, in order not to be able to intrude upon the privacy of Shimon in the chotzer? So So the Ramban says, Shalei Cholku Al Menasli Sali Yishalei. In other words, Tzutzenune. So in other words, the Ramban is also made that without any extra Udenes, so then Shimon should have a right to demand of Ruvain that Ruvain should be safe in his windows. He cannot be Mazik. After all, Ruvain has no chazoke to be Mazik, Shimon with Ezekriye. But since the Yorachimik, so just as Rabbi Akiva says, by Yofu Mecheia, but there is an Udenes, that's according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Akiva. But when two achim divide, let's say, the chotzer of their ancestor, so it is there is a presumption that the intention of the achim mumei nechuke is that they should not be obligated to remove anything that existed in the lifetime of their ancestor. Two, but it doesn't mean that it's such an yofe that if one is willing, you know, to remove some of the things that the father had. So, if it's a question of Amas Amayim, you see, when it's a question of Amas Amayim or Iderech, so Iderech, he doesn't have to, let's say, Eilem Derech, I'll say. Eilem Derech, I'll say. So, in other words, if you don't say so, it's all. So in other words, Shimon took a certain vice, and Reuben took a chotzer. So now, in order to enter the vice, so he has to go through Reuben's chotzer. So he has to buy it right away. So over there, he doesn't, by saying, by Yofu Mecher, he doesn't have to remove anything. But by saying, by Yofu Mecher, it only means that everyone has all the rights. So Mele, he has the right to prevent Reuven from walking through his chotzer unless he buys it right away. But, so here too, he said, Mecher by Yofu Mecher, so he can put up a case. He can put up a case, even though that will darken the house of Reuven. But to demand that Reuven should remove something that existed there. So it's different than the right of way. Right. So why don't we say Rigabe the right of way too? After all, it is something that has existed in the lifetime of the father. The answer is in the lifetime of the father. So every time the father had to enter the house, so he had to go through the chotzer. So now it will mean that he'll have the right to go through the chotzer, to trespass through his chotzer. So we say Mechabai Yoko Mechaya. He has to buy right away. Mashiach came to remove the windows. That's something extra. That doesn't come within my Yoko Mechaya. So this is how the Rambam explains it. Because the Unden is that when brothers divide the estate, they don't want to remove anything from the head. It's by Yofu Mecher. So he gives, one brother gives away the other brother, the chilik of the other brother, without any restrictions. But not that he should have to actively to restrict himself, to take out the windows, that time. And the Rosh says, no. We involve the Rimah. The chilik of the other brother, he has a curiosity. Hey, the eagle in Mechash, you boss up, clutch, shmeen, toy, mechazok. Hey, they went there, they were there, mashma, the apple got that, you know, you even there, so the zoo, so the acheres, mechu, the yoche, papa, there, so they. So we do not say, as the Ramban says, that the wound in his, he doesn't want to remove anything from his relic. No, because over there, it's different, because the father himself, every time he had to enter the house, he had to go through the chotzer. So anyway, we say Mechabai Yofu Mecheya. So Reuven gave way Shimon the chotzer, so that he would not be able to be mishtamish the chotzer by crossing through the chotzer. Meichu b'yochav v'zeh b'chim chalimis meichu b'yolim v'zeh d'rach ha-chalik u'lahar ziko v'chinkos v'rambam zal she'tzorich listim ha-chalei u'lehosir amas ha-mayim yom ha-mayim. Now, so it seems from this, from the Tesis and the Rosh, it seems that even though the Rav Tam and the Ri and the Rosh, they are all chelik ha-rashi, and we hold that where they all hold that where the as a result of the case of all light is black, so then Rubin can be Ma'akev, but from Tetzus it appears that Rubin can be Ma'akev on two grounds. First of all, because of Yudomim, and also because of Mazik, because blacking of the light is a Mazik. But from the Rosh it appears it can only be Ma'akev on the basis of Yudomim. So the male, what's it been like? The Nakimin will be, suppose they make a chukke without Yudam, without mitraoli. So then, according to the Rosh, so Rubin could not be Nake, even if Shimon's Kesel blocks all the light, and according to Tetzves, he'll still be able to be Nake. Now let's go over the thesis first. Then we come. Vehudi korolei biskup. Uchikin sham kina kediya shimishu karka shekoru biskup diloikin harin tohu. Vafilu imrei ebishas mechile veshim shom biskup yocholei masot mois shom nisamashim biskup. Vim tema. Vim emeli tomi mutin. Vim nosa olim biskup. Achu korolei biskup. Yashlu biskup sholei. Suppose the price of a biskur is $1,000. And he gave me $1,000. So why should we say, and here we see only Lasek? So isn't that a riot? So that is certainly a riot. That he did not agree to that a person wouldn't just spend money like that. Let's say, suppose the price of the Lasek is $500. The price of the biskur is $1,000. But there was a special agreement. In other words, the Meicher told the Keach, I am giving you a big discount, and I will sell you this piece of land for $400. So then we cannot say, Dominique, because even on the basis of Lasek, he should demand more than $400. The Maya is Rabbi Nislav with Milas, we call it the school, after the Milas a Higie, we call it the school, I was the Goshole. In Amen Loya is Rabbi, who he gave it all some in Milas, we hashed it, he called it the school. He didn't sell it to him at a discount. And what price did he give? The price of Milas. We hashed it, he called it the school. Hoy Yochalima, Lili Keah, in tirtze was es in disco shoy de ma mit kha a mei bin va tauze de mei sa hab mi kol de disco in ki a po pi she in de last ein wer der sauze keine wie sie die posse schwul der kam ich es dabei ist ki ra ki de di oma mei ge va yo be mei und pi kho khim der sauze shol shi lat mi klo כל אחד ואחד חיל בכל חבר והב לא יקימי חיל ויעבור אדם למה מייך בית בשיא חוץ so מוח עלי עם הנכך so ידעו איף הוא בין תוק בית אין שימן דעת הפעד תוק בחוץ so since it's מייך ואין יופלי הוא מייך Ayochalei Meichei, so we should say that it's Mochel Maderech L'Mayor, just as we say in the case of Amichabayim, Shiyochotza Mochel Maderech L'Mayor, Mechayim Meichei, we don't miss a case that gives you a very simple fact. The Ochei Kulo Meichei, if let's say there is one Meichei, and one Meichei, So then, according to Rabakir, Nichmanyot will make a, so in other words, the Likia gets all the advantages, and the Meicher gets all the disadvantages. But here there is a conflict, because when two brothers, Achelik, so each one is a Meicher and each one is a Likia. So you cannot say that the Meicher gets all the advantages, all the disadvantages, and the Rikia gets all the advantages. Each one is a Meicher and a Rikia. So in Meile, he says, we don't, the Oche Kul Meichim, for the Oche Mocha, the Rishi Yama Atzmei, Kulun Michel Chaveire, the Havu Rikia Meichel Chotzer, the Rishi Yama Bais, the Rishi Yama Bais, so the Meichel reserves the Bais for himself, and the Rikia has the Chotzer, so then, we say, Meichel Bain Yopio Meichel, so it's all Yichlik Kalei, Derech Bala Chotzer, the Lo Yisum is all Zek. Now this is mentioned in the Gemara in Meichel Chavayis, that if it's Meichel Chotzer, Mishia Bais, so it's all Yichlik Kalei, Derech Bala Chotzer, according to Rabbi Kiva. The Lo Yisum is all Zek, there are different dresses in the Chotzer Bais, the Chotzer, we're not allowed here in it, we assume a Mechatzer, shall say, Lama Muyos, because you'll be, the Hayim of the Derech is all Zek. What difference does it make whether the derech is in the horizontal, on the horizontal plane, or the derech is on a vertical plane, or on the diagonal plane? It doesn't make any difference. So, clearly, in Shaloka, the bayit is aliyah, the chotzer, and in this may the chasua, in the case of Shalzeh, the law is valios. Now let's turn to Shulchan Aruch. It's in Rishnish Vetzimim Kufim Dal, Sif Chotzai. Shnei Achim Shavu Kuchotam Idaito, Vishom Ad Minyo Meitzim, Zeket Gezeru, Vish Bichol Shum Asad. Vigil Lechem Em Bechalki, Tarot Sifot, Ulshem Yachsad, Imrot Ovala Chotzam in this case, so Vizim Chalki, Vein Bifnei Yachsad, Vyavu Vishem Adu Alom, Kom Izlin, Shav Vishom Uavi, והוא עדי, אם הוא יוכל להתפסוכס בחוץ אשר זה, ואשר זה יחלו את בפני, מי הוא? כל שרוי מול בפניהם, אין יוכל לימה, אולי, סתם חלו נצח לו, אבל פי שיש את בפניהם, נפס כמו לייק מהחומה, נעבור יד. But then there is a מחלקת ביטוי את הרמב״ם, אין ראש, so contra חומה, Reuben took the bais, and Shimon took, let's say, the garden, the chotzer. So Shimon is allowed to build the keser, even though he blocks all the light to Reuben's house. But the Rambam says, but Shimon cannot impose upon Reuben. Shimon has a right to build the keser. He wants the light. But Shimon cannot impose of the men of Reuben that Reuben should be saying his holy. Is that now? I died in the Hochel of Lach, that I should remove some of the things that I have in the chilek that I took. So, that's the Ramban. So the Mechada pass is like that. Like the Ramban, and like Rash, and like the Raya. And Yochel in Malay Stein Chamin Sechor, Avon Bishni Shezik. So then, the Ramah passes like the Rosh and the Rambam. The Yishemri, the Yochelim Alei, Stein Chalim Zeh, Tu Bishim Rosh, and the Rambam, the Zayin Shreim, and that's the Ramah she does. Vidavke, then the Ramah says, Vidavke Bach Satre, She Yesh Lei, Eir Yesh Amidai, Arbo Lachalim Eis, Hatzrich Levais, In Yochel Yudis Kinekto, Coach in Shalom is on me. The bias will be here in Shalom, not like Hashi. So the Ramah doesn't pass like Hashi. In other words, only when there is mother plant. But not every plant. But if there is, if as a result of the case, so it becomes the client, even of mother and wife, so then woman can be the Haki. Now, but the question is, on what basis can it be Naki? and the basis of people got in. So the male in the case where they divide arbitrarily, the reason why we come, then he cannot be Akim, or not only on the basis of Yehud Dami, but because he's a Mazik, well, that remains a reason. Now, let's see the next. Who beish no sabi? Or you moch haki echo, habayis lishimen, v'yachot alelevi. So, who beish, sold the bayis lishimen. And the chotzer, he sold the lay, v'ho yuchalim yisuchim yabayis lechotzer. You see, from the bayis, the shimen. But, so it's posuach. The vohalim yisuchim. To the chotzer that lay lito. Oh, so is it shizoch v'chayim. The chotzer, levi, the one who do, the chotzer, levi is bifneyem, ho v'shuz biyode. Ho shuz biyode. Alright. Why? Because even though the problem is not between the argument is not between Reuven and Shimon, but it's between Shimon and Levi. They both work. But since we say Meche Ban Yoko Meche, so that means if Reuven sold the chotzer to Levi, so Levi acquired all the advantages. In other words, the chotzer is completely his, and no one has any encumbrance, any rights in his chotzer. So the melee, he wins, he prevails against Shimon too, because Meicher Ban Yochel Meicher. So Levi acquired this chotzer that he bought from Reuven without any encumbrances whatsoever. Alright. The Oadi, Imocha Minosana Chotzer, Vishia Abayis Le'atzme. Suppose Reuven sells the chotzer to Shimon. There is no way, just Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is a maker, and Reuven has a bayis and chotzer. But Reuven just sold the chotzer to Shimon, Vishia Abayis Le'atzme. The Rashoye Eisei Shezoch Bichotzea Livneis Bifnei Achalins. Livneis Bifnei Achalins. So the one that was Zeche in the Chotzea Shimen, so he can set up a case even though he will be blocking, he'll be blocking all the light from coming into Reuven's house. And the house was reserved to Reuven. He didn't sell the house. So, how was it? Now here, so he says, Shezocha b'chotza l'machalis, v'yein shemrim v'yein yochel l'mnes, elin ki hirchi yochdans. Reflug, the 2 days, in other words, the Mechaba says, that if Reuven sold the chotza b'shimen, and he was b'shayim b'vayis for himself, so Shimon Keiach can block all the light. Shimon Keiach. All right, Meicher Ban Yochel. So number right it is. But if we say that to darken, to block all the light, then Tzimazik. So we say that Meicher Ban Yochel Meicher, that he is willing to sell him a right to be Mazik. I mean, will anyone say that, let's say, if Reuven, let's say, sold the chotzer to Shimon, to sold the chotzer to Shimon, and the bayis is reserved for himself, then Shimon will decide to maintain his comic on the chotzer. And that produces a riacha. So then he'll say, Shimon will say, Meicher Ban Yochel Meicher. So I have all the advantages, no encumbrances. The answer is, all right, no encumbrances. But Reuven, by being Meicher Ban Yochel, did not also sell him the right to be Mazikin. So he certainly will not be able to maintain something that will always produce a Reacha. So, Why does the Mechaba say here, Limocha Rinosa Nachotzea, Vishia Abayis Ha'atznei, the Rashoi Neisi Shetzocho Bechotzea, Livris Bifnei Ha'atzneis? But he'll darken his house. He'll darken his house, so he's a mazik. And, I mean, it would be unreasonable to assume that the Mechaba would say that if Rubin sells the Chotzat Shimon and reserves the bayis for himself, that Shimon will be able to maintain a Reich Ha'alchot. It's not missed out. The answer is the Mechaber holds there is no such basic as Hilchi Laudamis. Hilchi Laudamis. So what's the Peshat in Ramot? So we look, the Ramoshi is that he is a Mazik. And look how the Ein Shom, the Miras Alayim, the Smachet, the Tzim, Tani, Zom Shem, the Adol Gam, the Mechir, Vayim Yom Mechir, we call Mok, in this Kilo Noch Alei, we say Mazik, we call Shom, we will not say. All right. So, that's the Adol Yishrei. That's on the Adol Yishrei. So, what is the thing Shat? The Adol Shem, Mok Harabai, Zishia, Chot Vatsme, Yishem, in the Yochem, Yishim, Chalei Nesom, the Yer Mechir, the Yom Yochem Mechir, the Yohadim, the Nesim, So he says, the Abba Gabi Mecher by Yoga Mecher, we call Mok in this Kilim Mochale, we say Mazik Lei Kol Shom, we Yosi. Yosi. So the same Smore is the first Yeshem. We Yeshem in the Yoga Mechers. Why? Because two Mecher by Yoga Mecher. But not to be Mazik. Not to be Mazik. Now, so the Mechavea, so it could be, the Pshat, the Mechavea could be, because we see, the Mechavea doesn't mention the Halacha that all the Rishonim say, the Achilik Arvashi. And from Mechavea it's Mashma, that he doesn't distinguish between the case, where the case of the Chimen Setzah blocks on the light, or just, it just blocks and light, but it leaves, but it leaves a matter of light accessible. It still makes a lot of light accessible. So it's mashma that the Mechava Pasuk is like Rashi. According to Rashi, certainly, so it goes without saying that Hapoi is not the Mazik in Zeshrein, because Rashi says that Chim can set up the Kinsel, whereby all the light will be blind. So I mean, the Shaila is, in respect to the Mishayim who are Chaylik, is it only on the basis of Yudomim, or is it on the basis of Mazik? So mainly, it appears, from the plain meaning, it appears that the Ramo who says in Yochanan days holds that Hapoli is also a Mazik, darkening, precluding light from the Shochan is a Mazik, precluding light is a Mazik, and the Mechaber. So it's no right because the Mechaba doesn't even mention that thing. So the Mechaba will pass it like Rashi. Now, this is in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's see how the Torah mentions this out. וזה כוסף הרב רביו דברצלונה יש מי שאין להם כי משמיכה בעיות ומחיר כי שמיכה לי החוצר מוכרי לעסס בי כל חפוץ ויוכל ממני ולימה שלו יפרו דהווה כמו שקיבלו לו בשס מחיר שיפרו הויל ולו יפיריס לי שירחית מחלני סוף שיר החוק ויש מי שאין להם שגם בזה צורך להרחיק. So in other words, that's the 2 days. One day is mentioned by the Mechaber, and then the other day is mentioned by the Ramo. Now, from the Mechaber we cannot prove anything, because the Mechaber appears to pass like Rashi. So in other words, according to Rashi, so Hapoli is certainly not the Mashiach in his Kishrei. But from the Ramo, that he says, Yishem in the Yochel Yimeis, the Yochel Yimeis, so why? Because he cannot be Maziki. So the Vlug, it's Mashmami, that the Ramo holds that Rambam holds that those Hashemim are Achilik and Rashi. So hold that there is a mazikin of Al-Tapole also. Darkening, taking, precluding light, lacking light, is a mazik. Is a mazik in this Tishrei. Now, so that's the shita that Rambam mentions. The Yochanan is. Now the Torah mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Batzlone that kim shemichah ban yofel mechir kishemichah leachotzer mochel aziz mikol chafotzer ודמימות יוכל מי יורים אשר יפלו והווה כמו שכינו לו בשס מחירה שיפלו הויו במריפיר ישראל שיאנחית מחלוני סוף שיר אחות סוף and then the ישו שאין אשכם בזה צורך מאחרי וירחו ההוא רבי יולי בעצמון שאין צורך מאחרי so the ישו שאין so שכם בזה צורך מאחרי probably holds that it is a mazik, that a poly is a mazik. That's why it's all about it. The question is about the Rabbi Batzlone, the first Yesh Mishayim, that who says, Kibi Shemecha by Yochel Meicheir, so Yochel Meicheir, the Lema Shol Yabro, the Habik Mishi Kibu Olof Nishat Mechire, She Yabro Olof, Hoi Kibu Olof Pire, She Yabro Olof, So the first question, so the second washing in the Torah certainly holds that Apollo is a mazik. Is a mazik. But the first washing can be explained in two ways. Either that the first washing holds that Apollo is not a mazik. And even if we are chilikan rashi, so it's only even the Mishayim who are chilikan rashi, it's only on the basis of Yerudomi. But here it's not shayach to say Yerudomi. He was Mishayah advice for himself. It's not shayach to say Yerudomi. So the Mele, even the Rishayim Buachirikan Rashi will agree that he cannot be Mehaki. We cannot be Mehaki. That's one way of explaining the first question in the Torah. A second way of explaining the question in the Torah is not that even Rabbi Yehuda Batzlone holds that if Ruvain sold the chotzer to Shimon, and he was Mishayim the Bais for himself, so Shimon has the right to set up a kesel in the chotzer. So it's not that Rabbi Yehuda Batzlone holds that the tapole is not the mazik. Maybe he holds the tapole is a mazik, but he emphasizes a losh. Kim shemeichia. ואיוב ומחר, כי שמחר ליחוצה המוחר לעסס בי כל חפוצו ויוחר למיני ולמה אשר יד לו תהרי כמו שקיבל לו בשעס מחיר השיעה why do they have to mention? תהרי כמו שקיבל לו בשעס מחיר השיעה פיו there is no such magic as מפיו מפיו is not a magic so the man lay it's his right it's his right to do on his property whatever he wants. He wants to build the case, let him build the case. Why does he have to resort the Havik Moshe Kibbel? So it's more mashma that both the Shaitis in the Torah hold that there is, that Apollo is a mazik. Of course, according to Rashi, so Apollo is not a mazik. But both the Shaitis in the Torah are Chilek and Rashi. So the main way, even Rabbi Yehuda Batzlone, who agrees with the first washing in the Torah, so he also agrees that it is a mazik, but in this case, on account of mecha by yofo mecha, so he's saying there is an undane that the mecha assumes even certain ezekiel. So then the question arises: so will the Rabbi Yehuda Batzlone say that if Ruvain has a vice in the chotzer and he sells the shim in the chotzer and he reserves the vice for himself? And then, so that Shimon is allowed to maintain something in the Kezer Yecha, it's not Mistabah. The answer is there is a difference. Not all Mazikim is Yishrei, but the same kind of Mazik. Let's say there is a Mazik, assuming that Apollo is a Mazik. So why is he Mazik? Because if he's Matul Gamre, he cannot be Mistabah. kann die Bestand nicht dabei sein, die Bestand nicht. But you have to resort to light. Electric light or candlelight or whatever light. You'll have to resort to light. I mean, a person does tashmish at night too, so how does he do it? He puts on the candlelight. So in melee, it is a matter. The fact that he has to resort to the light makes him a mazik. But it is not something, it is not a kind of hezek that negates the tashmish of the light. Some in melee, Rabbi Barcelona holds, since he is a mazik, but it's not in a, it's not such a terrible mazik, it doesn't negate the tashmishim of the Malabais. Some in melee, there is an undene that the Havik Moshe Kibolo of the Shasnechira, Sheyatro. The Havik Moshe Kibolo of the Shasnechira, Sheyatro. Masha'inke, let's say, where the Likeach Chotzer, it tries to maintain the Reacha, so then it will negate all the Tashmish from the Malabais. He will not be able to function comfortably. So in such a case, we do not say Havik Moshe Kibolo. So in other words, so the second Russian in the Torah certainly tends to indicate that Apollo is a mazik. The question is about the first Russian in the Torah. And the Pashat Saloshin of the first Russian in the Torah is that he also agrees that Apollo is a mazik. But Havik Moshe Kibolo, because he says the Havik Moshe Kibolo of Shabbat. Now let's see how the Taz explains these two issues. Now as far as the Mechaber is concerned, so we cannot mention the Rayas because it seems that the Mechaber passes like Rashi. So according to him, he's certainly no mazik. So look how the Taz explains it. Voyo Halini is Psuchim. Oh. Voyo Hachalini is the idea. וכן ירואים ונחכמין מזה במקרה החלאים שיהיה לבי זה פסוך ואם כן בזה סייסים גם מאיר של בייסים אבל הוא הוכה על השוט ביודי וראיה מדו יחיל יקרבינו בכך ואבו גם כביסום הוכיל יקרבינו ורמו סיף חובזי ומתי שסייר עוד אף כה היי לדישום נוסם בלבייס לבלחות צריך לדום. So in other words, the Taz applies this sif of ches in the Shulchan Aruch to a case where he blocks all the light. Blocks all the light. So the question is, so how is it? So now the Ramo says that in such a case, so he can be miyake. So he says, where do we say that he can be miyake where there is a udomi? Mashen can hear. It's not to Yoshi. Rubain was Meikha the Chotzer and Shir the Bites. So there is no Yudomi. Some Mele, the Ramo doesn't say that he can be Maki, that it's double portion that he can be Maki. How did he show us the Bites? We bought a Chotzer and Yudomi. We saw the Yashin come and say the Paul Evo. Mashain can come, the Evo Mochos are Bites of Evo. We came here with the Yosh, but he came with the Basra, she goes up. והשתה אפילו לדברורי, אין לי לבית סיימו מצדחי, כי מה שיש לכל על חברי, כי שאול האדוני, ושאול האבותי בעלי זה כנגד זה, הוא ידע איתם גם עלי הוא העיר. So he's dying from Rosh Narosh, and as we said, Rosh Narosh it's mashma, that he's חלק על רשי, from the point of view of Yodom, not from the point of view of החוקס לזאת. מashma, ובשובי, כי ימיך ושניים, כי איך עוד הוא איך מסלו במעטו לגמרי, וכי, ידעס רבים, but the Tesis is not Mashmaki. He says, Tesis mentions 2 points. So that's strange that the Taz says, Vabi the Tesis Mashmaki. Then, I'm Shomba Goyer, the Shemri, the Yochim in this. The Chere, Tabua, Paloch Rabachas, Mecha, my Yom Mecha, the Kamechas Abais, the Nire, the Ayen Shemim Sirle, Kidas, Hakeshi, the Hart in Somo, the whole Bais, and Bino Shem Yochel, the Hart in Somo. ויחם מיילה ומטו לגמרי, ופוזר לא יעמדו לו מיכה ואיוב למיכה, ופוזר מיכה לי מה שקוסם רבינו ודיר רבים בצלנו, ויחי ההוא שיצור לאחר, ויקיים לו מיכה ואיוב. So in other words, according to the Taz, so the first lotion holds that that Hapoli is not even a mazik, and he's as if he died from Lashon Rosh. The second motion holds that it is a mazik. That it is a mazik. The Sma on the other hand, so the Shach, now the Shach Simchot Zayin here Simchot Kufun Dalet in Yochanan the Sinedrin Haydavki Bor Adoni the Alok Goyim Shach the Kachu Rosh Natu the Kach Mucha Berosh the Chim Kosra Smal Ikam Ayin Shom. So what does he say? So the Shach says the Ruch Mashmuri Sabach Ikam. So that was the Shach says that when do we say that he can be making if he fits the house completely? Only if it's all Yerudom. So it's on the basis of Yerudom. But where there is no Indian of Yerudom, so then he cannot be making. He cannot be making. And that's what this mass is. That's what this mass is. Now this mass, I asked you to go over this mass. Simen Kufayin Gimel. Simen Kufayin Gimel. So, Siv Zayin. You see, the Kufa in Gimel, Siv Zayin, the Sma. So he says, what does he say here in Siv Gimel? Simen Kufa in Gimel, Siv Gimel. Hachi shachol karein kim pokez ani zeh. Vilem zeh al zeh, derech, ולא יישאו מס ולחלעים אילן צמיים שחולקו ולא נשאר להחלם זכות לחלק אווירה אף או פרישו יום מקדם ועדים משניים שכל נסודק יחד לחולקו ונשאר להחלם זכות לחלק אווירה חלק אווירה so he says ובין פרישה ובטרישה יחחתי דרכן הילד ולחולקו משום מביאו ומשום הוכה יוכל ליבניס נגד חלעים תחבירי, אבל פי נמאת לו לך לגמרי. ומשמוכה, כוסמתו עמך בסתם, ולא הזכירו, לא יחלו כבישומה, ולא יש לי אוכלת לגמרי. So this my assumes, you see, I said before, that from the מחבר, we cannot deduce, because the מחבר doesn't even mention, that in the case where, let's say, where Shimon, through the kesel that he sets up, and his chotzer, so on his garden, so he blocks all the light, so then who will kill him? The Mechaber doesn't even mention it, the Ramo mentioned it. So it seems that the Mechaber doesn't pass us like Rashi, according to Rashi, so certainly Hapole is not a mazik in Tishrei. But the Sma doesn't say that. The Sma assumes that everybody agrees with the Rishonim v'Achilik HaRashi. In other words, the Sma considers Rashi Shiteh Shiteh Tchuyim. I mean, so, he considers Rashi Shite and Rashi Shite is Shite Truyo. So then he has the kasha, how is it that the Mechaber in Simen Kufa in Gimu, Siv Gimu, Achim Shechonku, Arim Kukukha, Simen Lenteres al Zeh, Bui Chalim Zeh al Zeh, why doesn't he say, Bamet Vom Amuri, if he has some light, but if he's Matlo in Gamre, then he can be Yake. So he says, because the Mechaber, the Tur and the Mechaber, they all have reference to the case where the Chukke was made without Yerudom. Arbitrarily. In other words, the Sma considers that in the case where there is Yerudom, so then Rubin can be Miyake on the basis of Yerudomi, as such in the Moposhut, that the Tur and the Mechaber, they're all past like it. So why wasn't going to mention it? Because they have reference to a chukke that is not with the law. So the question is, so why don't he spell it out? But this is how the Sma assumes. This is how the Sma assumes. So he says, "Uyklish u'tvishirchach, ikan ayel lechok mishumeliu, u'mshimochi yochem nesneged chalei chalei, avo pidmatu legamre, u'mshimochi kosvatu amcha b'astam, v'lo yizkiyo yichuke mishume, v'lo yishin yochem ad legamre, v'yishikosvisi sif sminkut nidalet, u'mah shem kosvatu amcha b'rachazeh, v'yish lebala kerem d'adam yisur alom, shomai redabdi lechok mishumeliu, v'nosa bala kerem lebala sode, ma shehiti ima kerem lebala sode, וגם בינון, וגם חנד האדם יוכלו. ועוד מי ועטוב, עמך וקם, ויחלו כבלו אישו. This Sma says, this is the Kufayin Gimel, סיר קוטן זין אין דשאך אין סיר קוף נון דלת סיר קוטן חוב זין סוי סייס הנדף שבו לעדודי דעלו קוי בשאס ויקח הוא משנתו ויקח בוחה בראש וחיים קוסף הסמר לקמו So in other words, so the smile, the shach, we both agree that that in the case where the reason would not be, then the Tur and the Mechabel, they all don't pass like Hashem, and we hold that we can be Me'akim. And the reason is of the Dom. And the reason is why the Mechabel doesn't mention a word about it, because the Mechabel, the Mechaber doesn't mention a word about it, the Tur doesn't mention a word about it, because the Tur and the Mechaber, they both had reference to a case of Chukyal without Rudom. That's why they don't mention it. So in other words, so it appears that according to the Smar and the Shach, so all the Rishayim pass, that not like Rashi, and in the case where the reason is not here, and there is a problem with government, so then, Rubin can be Yaki, but in the case where there is no ruling on it, where the Chukya was made arbitrarily, then, even according to the Rishayim or Achilik and Rashi, so they'll agree, but if there is no Chukya or ruling on it, that Rubin cannot be Yaki, because there is no Mazik. There is no Mazik. So, apparently, they will explain. And they consider the smile, the shah consider that as a proportion. So they will be forced to explain the yei shemri, the yochel iblis, not because hapoi is a mazik, but though they say that it's not a mazik, it's only on the basis of the Udomim. So here it's not shy to say Udomim, so why is Yei Shemrim the Yochel? Why is it Yei Shemrim the Yochel Ibnais? Yochel Ibnais? So the answer is, so the Sman, the Shach will explain that this Yei Shemrim, and there's the second washing in the tour, holds that we say Mecha by Yofo Mecha even to the extent of being mikabel upon himself, minor as a king. Of course, not mecha by yofer mecha, to be mikabel upon oneself, major as a king. That's certain as a king that you cannot overcome, let's say, like Hayacha. But this kind of a mazik, you can overcome it. I mean, why is a mazik? Because it cannot be mishtamish. There is no why it cannot be mishtamish. But it could be mishtamish by using the kentuah. So maybe it's considered a minor as a king. So, if we say, so apparently according to the Sma and the Shach, the reason is why the Yei Shemrim say that it's Ein Yochel Ibnais, is because of Mecha by Yofa Mecha. So we say Mecha by Yofa Mecha, even to the extent that the Mecha is willing to assume insignificant as a king, but only because there is a special agreement he was Mikabla by himself. And but only because he was mikabel upon himself. All right. So that's why the yin shemrim the yochel ibnais. So that's the shite, the first portion in the Torah that he can be made, that Shimon can be made, because the meichel is mikabel upon himself. This hezek of Apollo. And the other portion that says in yochel ibnais, apparently according to the Sma'in the Shach, is because there is an implicit consent by the Likeach that he should not be able to remind himself. So there is only not because of Master. However, the according to the Taz, so the first washing holds that there is no Mazik, it's only on the basis of Yerudomi, but where it's Mochar, it's not Shaykh to say Yerudomi, so then he can set up a wall even though it blocks all the light, and the second motion holds that there is a Mazik. But let's see how the Bach explains. Here in Simen Kufnun Dalet, so the Torah mentions two shittes. In other words, Mocha Achotza Mashiach Abayis La'atzme. So one sheet is that the Rikeach Shimon can set up a wall even though he's Matil, and the second motion is he cannot set up a wall. So the Bach says, Umash Ekosa. Yochel Hapilo, Loi Shel Yehei, Libai Stase Seilo, Avonim Bo Mehapilo, Sheloi Yehei Lo Yehlo Klao, Eina Rashoi, Ki De Parish Es Pison. Some come to it, the Bach is the other man. The Bach should is that all the Rishayim who are Chilik, and Rashi, so the Achilik and Rashi, and two parts. First of all, because of Yudomim, and also because of Mazikinis Kishchein. So what's Nafkimine? Even when the Chuket takes place without Yudomim, so he still cannot be Matul Gamma. So then he was bothered by the two Mishenes and the two mentions. In the name of Rabbi de Barcelona, two Mishenes, Rabbi de Barcelona himself mentions two Mishenes. And then Rabbi de Barcelona is Machir in the first portion. So the first portion, the two is that if Chuvim was Mechir the Chotzer to Shimon, and he was Mishael the Bais for himself, so Shimon can't set up a case even though he's Mabel. So he says, the Bach says, the two has reference to a case where he's not Mabel Ikam. He's not Mabel Ikam. So then, it's a Shimon, the extent of Mecha by Yopo Mecha. And the second motion holds that even though he's not Mabel Ikam, so apparently the recording. Now I said before that even Rabbi Tam, when does Rav Kome say that Ruvin cannot be Maki and Shimon only if he has implied. But he cannot see in the case, on account of the case, so he cannot watch the garden that he has 5 miles away. But if the case will block implied, even though it will not block moderate light, so then Rabbi Tam says that he can be marked. So I said that is only on the basis of Yudomi. But where the Chluke was made without Yudomi, then Rabbi Tam will also be made with Levi. That as long as there is even implied, even though, as long as there is moderate light, even though there is no implied, so he cannot be Miyaki. Because in Masiki is, when does Rabbi Tam say that he is a mazik only if he blocks all the light? But if he only blocks ample light, adequate light, he doesn't block all the light, so then even Rabbi Tam will agree that he's not a mazik. But Rabbi Tam says he can be me'akid Ruvein on the basis of Yudomi. So according to the Bach, everybody agrees that if he blocks all the light, so then he certainly must. And even the first portion in the Torah that says that she maintains that the Kesel, thereby blocking the light to the house of the Mecheir, so he only has reference to the case where the Kesel by Shimon only blocks ample light, but it doesn't block moderate light. Mashiach came. So, but if it would block all light, so then if the first portion of the Torah will agree that he cannot set up the case, and the second portion of the Torah holds that even in the case where he's not mapping out, he still cannot set up a case out. Why? Because he'll be blocking the light. So in other words, according to the Bach, where he blocks through the case out, if he blocks all the light, so everybody agrees that he is a mazik in his Yishchayim. But where he blocks only the ample light, not the moderate light, then there are 2 days in the Torah. So it is just the other pole of the Smaldishan. Now, so we have three shikas. What we have, the shikha of the Smaldishan, and the Konik of the Smaldishan. So, all the shikas in the two, and in the Shulchan Aruch, and Mechaber, and Ramo, agree that a pole is not in Mazik, it is the Shkani. And the reason is why we pass in that where is Matul Gamre, so then the other can be Miyake, is because of Yerudomim. So maybe if there is no Indian of Yerudomim, let's say, if the Chukke took place arbitrarily, so then it did. So we cannot be Miyake even if all the black, because the light is black. Well, the light is black. That's what the Sma and the Shach say, and they explain, they have to explain both Lashes accordingly. So even the second Lashes that says that where it's Mochar, it's Achotza, Mishira, Abayis, so Shimon cannot set up in Kesel. So it's also on the basis of an Umdene. In other words, when it's Mochar, it's Achotza, Mishira, it's Abayis, Mishira, it's Abayis, so there is an Umdene. That he agreed that Shimon agreed that he should not be able to be Mavi, since that he should not be able to be Mavi. It's on the basis of an agreement, but not on the basis of Mazi, because according to the Sman Mishah, Hapoli is not in Mazi, but Miss Kishrein. Hezekiah is in Mazi, Kreacha is in Mazi, Hapoli is not in Mazi. Then, according to the Taz, so that's the machlekes between the two Shemis and the two. Whether Apol is a Mazik, Apol is not a Mazik. And according to the Bach, everybody agrees that Apol is a Mazik. But the two Mishnayos and the two have reference to the case where it only precludes impolite, but it doesn't preclude moderate light. So then the first question holds that he's not a Mazik in such a case, and the second question holds that even in such a case he's a Mazik. Now, So there was a starche, and the malve of that starche, so he died. And he left, he said in Tani. So, and then the Shtar was produced against the Yisrael. Yeah, and the Shtar was produced, and not by the Yisrael, against the Rev. And the Rev produced the Sheva, a receipt, and the Shtar. So, Omar Avchome, who Yeloi Magbin Olei, ומיקרא לא יקרין עלי. So Rav Chama said that the same of the Malve, they are trying to collect from the Leive, and they have a star. According to the star, so the Leive borrowed from their father $1,000. So they want to collect, but the Leive has a shame there. So the question is, what should we do? So Rav Chama said, "Adu yavoi magino," that we cannot be gave the yisaynim of the malve cannot be gave the shtachei with the shtachei, but we don't tear it up. Adu yavoi magino lei, you know, the tavla life. Because after all, how could they be able to be gave? There is a sheva that says that he already paid up the debt. So adu yavoi magino lei, you know, the tavla life. That's the opposite. But it seems that not only shouldn't the Yisraelim of the Malve be able to collect $1,000 from the Leve, but that Bezin should take the Shtar and tear it up. Because why should Bezin let the Yisraelim of the Malve keep the Shtar when they see there is a Sheva that testifies that the Leve in the lifetime already paid up the Malve? In the lifetime of the Malve. I mean, it says that the Levi in the lifetime of the Malve paid the debt to the Malve. So why should the Bezdin take the Shtar and tear it up? So, the reason is why we call it Karinole, the Chikam Yasme, Dilme Maiserayu Maro. Deu me mais raio mal, because they act up. Maybe when they grow up, so they will be able to prove that the shape there produced by the railway was forged. Why should we face it, Shani? Now the question arises, does this Gemara deal with a Shiva Mikri or a Shiva Shiva Mikri? So Rishayim raised that question. Alright. So, Dilma Maisa Rayomar, Omar Chabachat Bein Rode Rabine, Hilchas Amai, Omar Le Mikula Hilchas Kirav Chome, Libar Mitabre, because the members of Rav Chome, it's the Hachim Shechokku, so Ilem, Chalim Yizalze, we pass by Rav Chome. But this, the last member of Rav Chome, that are really Magbinoli, Kelly carrying away, we don't pass like Rav Chome. But how do we pass in this case? Liba, Mitabre, Misade, Mishakr, Limaskim. So, Rabbina says that in this case, not only can't the Yisaynim of the Malve collect from the Leve, but Besen has to tear out the shtar, because there is a riot that was paid. So why should Besen let the Yisaynim keep the shtar? So in other words, why does Rav Chome say that Besen doesn't tear out the shtar? Because of the possibility, maybe when the Yisaynim go out, they'll be able to produce evidence that the Sheva is Mizuyim. We don't have to anticipate that possibility. After all, we see a Sheva that on its face is genuine, not Mizuyim. Why should we be chenshish that it's Mizuyim? We bar mitabra, the sun of the shikhoi mazikim. Masut chabreid rad mori oma, bihon ami yu chesikir af kone. The in this say, in other words, that we don't stir up the shtar. Because there is raglaim in the world. There is circumstantial evidence, slight circumstantial evidence, that the shaver is not genuine. Because if the shaver had been genuine, the mise di tavre malu, I poi le la fu che mi hai avuen, o mi doi av che shmami no si yufe zai fei. Now, let's see the rosh. Ahush tori as di no fik tavrao om rab kommen lo mikre kern lo lo mi me gaben lo lo mag din lo de no fik tav so di kana gege de ze shei lo mikre kern lo di mo kabi as mai sai ma lo tav sho ka ba ba lo de kam rabine hil khasema sho ko de khul allah ke rab kommen ba mi tav de sa sha ma de kim ba zu to mi rab mo ma go na mo ke rab kommen di mi se di tav de mali yo di po la fik ke khaya bi ba fik khaya bi shma di yo zai. So why does Rav Chome say you don't tear up? After all, you should tear up. There is a Sheva. Sheva means shtar. It means anything. There is a God saying that it was paid. So how does Besen allow the saving of the Malveh to keep a shtar that for a debt that was already paid? That will be a takore. So be a takore. The answer is there is circumstantial evidence. There is slight circumstantial evidence. There is something the matter. Something fraudulent about the Sheva. Why? Because if the Sheva had been perfectly genuine, so then how is it that the Sheva was not shown in the lifetime of the Maor? So if we say that it's Mizuyev, so we understand it's why it wasn't shown. Because the Malveh would have been able to confront it with the fraud. But now the Malveh is dead. The children don't know anything about it. So they're trying to pull over. I mean, not that we know, but there is such a suspicion. Now, just one second. I mean, the mediator. Thank you. ומי הוא דרכה כשיש עדים שטוב יאהוב דיבז וזה לא הייתי שייך דיביכו וכיהו איתו נימא הרו להפות הולה בוכה אין חשיש נראו את ואין דוס רב חום וחום עשה that we cannot tear out the shtar. Why? Because we anticipate the possibility that the shaver is misuye, some veil that we should tear it up, and we should give the disabled opportunity when they grow up to prove that it's misuye. That's only in the case where it testify that the malve in his lifetime made demands upon the way, and at that time he didn't produce the shaver. Now he produces the shaver, 3 seconds. And the shaver has a date before the time that the malveh made demands upon the labor. So the question is, what is it? Let's say the shaver has the date of our bris, and now it's already our bel. So our benison and the demand was made by the father before he died by the malve, let's say an alubir. So the question is, now the labor produces a shaver, that is the date of our benison. So when the father made demands an alubir, so if it is genuine, so he should have had that shaver. How is it a labor didn't produce the shaver then? Why is he producing the shaver only now? Well, it indicates there is something wrong. There's something fraudulent going on. Some melee, we're not allowed to tear out the shaver. But if the annulating the chitovi of the person and visualizes the shaver, right? So then even Rami Bachone agrees that we have to tear out the shaver, because why should we be chetshish that it's mizuyeh? That's what, and that's Rami Yehuda, I think, said. And Mukhi Yisif mentions. But here the Rosh says, because of the Rav of Yisif Zal, lo yitein et davke yichad in mot ezin ne nao ishtore b'chaya aguen, vikoto volin gavee, ki u posad in isa aguen, hu di mot ezin ne ishtore, ki di meida aviyot, di ikal liha ishtore, akati ikel neima, imi isef. Imi isef di tavre maliu, i boyeli lafuke b'chaya aguen. So Rabbi says, "We can't just hear the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Mukhei say." The Rabbi Yehuda and Mukhei Yisef say that when does Rami Bachome say we don't tear up the shtar, because we anticipate the possibility that there is fraud, that the shiver is misuyeh. So that's only if in the lifetime of the malve made demands upon the lady, and the lady then didn't produce the shiver. But if it is not shown that in the lifetime of the Malve made claims from the labor. So then we don't anticipate that it was forged, and then we take it for granted it's not forged. So, but Mika says, no, Lui tein tafkir chen what is in that wish to be chayabwe, because tovul and gavei, elah filu posad in misadir, hud what is in the dishtore, kim di meidam yoda. So, even if the death mature, after the death of the father, and the father in his lifetime did not make any claims upon the lady. So even in such a case, Chome Bachome is Cheshish, maybe it was fought. That was the logic. Why should it be Cheshish? If the dead matured, let's say, in Sif, and the father died in the middle of here, so he produces his shtar. So why should we be Cheshish? Less the shaver is misuyeh. Meir Hatayin said, what kind of circumstantial evidence? So the Rabbi Yisbika says, ki di meid aviyot di kalli ha-shtore, akad di ikel neima agami se di tat lem ayu in bol ha-kraibu. So what, even the Kone Rabbi Yisbika, she is really kam de Mukhi Yisbika, and Rabbi Yehne. But even according to Rabbi Yisrael Migash, when does Rome Bachome say that we don't tear out the shtar, even in the case where the death matured after the death of the father, of the Malve. But now we know, so the Leve produces a shaver. And what's the date of the shaver? The date of the shaver is our Benis. So, two, the death matured only our Benis. what seems that sometimes it happens that the person pays the debt, gives money. Whether there is a chazoki or not a chazoki is machlik, it's a bayrobe, the shlokish will pass like a shlokish, but it could happen. So, according